There was already a lot to get to when it came to this football game, the rematch, quarterback play, coaches, transfer portals, how each programs are built, brands, identities, etc. Well, a big thing hit. There were some rumors circulating around. I actually saw them on Monday night, but there were no real sources around it. Talking with Dirt and Brandon this morning about that, it kind of felt a little message boardy. Some people were reporting stuff but couldn't acknowledge their sources. Mm-hmm. And then the team officially put out an injury report, and Jordan Davison is out. The rumor on the street is a broken collarbone that he suffered at the end of the Texas Tech game. With guys going in the transfer portal and Davison going down, this running back room gets real light real quick.
Yeah, and that's, you know, when you're looking at playing Indiana and you want to make sure you're controlling the ball, that's a massive loss.
Huge.
That's a massive loss. And look, Indiana's playing without Stephen Daly.
Mm-hmm.
But
which is also a big loss.
It's a massive loss for them. But, you know, I was also listening to the boys this morning, and they the mention of Indiana and how they've played over the last couple of weeks, I think they've gotten better. I mean, look what they did against Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't run the ball, you were in trouble.
Agreed. I mean, I think you could flip that. I think you can say Oregon's better too.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what makes it tough.
Yeah.
Oregon has gotten better over the season and are in a better position mm-hmm. to win this game. The problem is so did Indiana.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't take a ton of investment in the final score of the Big Ten title game.
Mm.
But to me, kind of like the Seahawks Niners the other night, that was kind of an ass beating.
Yeah.
Saying couldn't do anything.
No.
But they did have their guy, and they didn't have him against Bama. We could argue that Bama team is not as good as maybe they want us to think they
sure.
are.
I mean, their offensive line is not good, and obviously they're with Jam Miller being dinged up pretty much the whole season.
But what's one of Cignetti's giant calling cards for this Indiana team? Mm-hmm. Physicality.
Yeah.
Physicality. And Jordan Davison provided that in the run game. You have De'Aaron Hill, mm-hmm. who is dynamic.
Who's terrifying in the open field.
When he gets the open field, like, buckle up. Here mm-hmm. we go. You have Noah Whittington, who's kind of a mix of a little mm-hmm. both. Kind of maybe your more, I don't know, traditional back, I guess.
It's not thunder and lightning in the sense between Davison and Whittington, but it's not that.
And Davison was your thunder.
Yeah.
Was your goal line stance. I mean, I remember in the beginning of the year, we didn't really have Davison on our board.
But then he became a touchdown vulture.
Exactly. We didn't have him on the board as being the guy, but when you get down there, you give him the ball and pound it in. That score against Texas Tech looks like it does because of Jordan yeah. Davison.
You know, Reggie Bush gets all of the credit, and rightfully so, at USC. Go mm-hmm. look at Lendale White.
Without a doubt. Without a
Lendale
doubt.
Lendale White outrushed him.
Mm-hmm. It's the open field stuff yeah. that made Reggie absolutely dynamic.
Lendale does not get anywhere near the credit he deserved for what he was doing with that team.
So
it's just bonkers.
I don't know where Oregon goes from here. I think that's the big question. You know, I don't scout the team. I just kind of watch and read what I can. Noah Whittington did not have a great game against Texas Tech.
Look, Jaden Lamar hitting the transfer portal, not this, like, there's people freaking out about it, but it now hurts a little bit more.
It kind of does. So I don't know if
two of your top four backs are gone.
The fun stories I heard yesterday on the interwebs were, you know, Bryce Betcher, third mm-hmm. string running back,
mm-hmm.
Kenyon Sadiq, run the Wildcat. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. You know, this is an all eyes on Will Stein. I think one of the toughest things if you're...
Or is it even all eyes on Will Stein?
Fair. I think one of the toughest things about this is you're already, because of situationally, not because of their performance, but against Texas Tech, was a big ask from that offensive line. Was a very, very big ask in that game. And for the most part, they stepped up to it. There were some times where Harkey had some rough moments.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah World had some rough moments mm-hmm. as well. But that's that defensive line, that front seven of Texas Tech. But I need you to do that again, mm-hmm. and now you're down a bruiser. I worry. I don't want to say that Davison out is the death nail in the coffin
no.
for Oregon. I don't know where I'm going in this game. I haven't quite made my mind up yet. I know where you are, and I probably lean your way.
And it has nothing to do with Oregon, everything to do with Indiana.
Without a doubt. And I don't think Davison being out is the death nail by any
yeah.
means. And we'll ask Tyson about it, too. But eventually, the clock's going to strike midnight on the O-line.
Mm-hmm.
That O-line is very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Finished second in the nation as a unit. We've been massively impressed by them because they're retooled basically the entire thing mm-hmm. this year. but eventually will the straw break the camel's back?
Yeah.
Am I asking you to do too much?
And, you know, controlling the ball, not making mistakes, you know, limiting things, getting yourself in one of the biggest things, listening to Pate this morning, you know, that first matchup was Dante having to conquer third and long over and over and over again. Well, how do you alleviate that? Run the ball.
Run the ball. Play action. I mean, play action started to work really nicely against Texas Tech.
And the other thing about this is, if that's the case and you can't lean on Whittington, let's say he has one of those games where it's not bad, but it's not the great Noah Whittington games, then you have to turn the ball over to Dante a little bit more.
I agree. And
what does that do?
And we'll talk some more about Dante, because I think he is the key for Oregon if they want to win this game. But kind of like what I was saying with the offensive line, you are now throwing more on the shoulders of Dante. Again, I don't want to make this sound like Oregon's toast because Jordan Davison is out. That's not how this team is built. Next man up mentality, blah, 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 depth, et cetera, et cetera. But there are little things starting to chip away that if I'm Cignetti, I'm not getting cocky, but I'm starting to feel a little bit better more and more as the day goes on. Because there aren't these stories coming out of Indiana.
No.
Not that it's a story, but they've, outside of their boy on the D-line, they've largely avoided this.
Yeah.
And
to be honest, all four teams remaining have.
Mm-hmm. This is really the only big hurt. Yeah. You know, Lacey's back for Ole Miss, so he's in a good spot. You know, Malachi Toney seems totally healthy, as does Carson Beck, as does that D-line.
As healthy as you can be at this point in the Stevens. But, yeah, you aren't, like, missing guys. And Oregon, you know, got lucky in a sense of, like, they got guys back. Mm-hmm. They got DeCorian back. You know, they got Gary Bryan Jr. back. They got guys back. And, you know, it remains to be seen with Evan Stewart. But, like, so you're hoping going into this. It's unfortunate that he picks up that, you know, broken clavicle the end of the game.
Reports are that he's going to be out for the... Dude, he's got a broken collarbone.
Yeah, it's like...
I don't want to confirm
this.
He's
a running back.
I don't want to confirm this, but... Bro, I'll confirm it for you.
Yeah, he's out.
I don't know anything. He out.
Yeah.
He's out. Unless he, like Mike Evans, goes to Europe and gets stem cells or something.
Let's go to the Wolverine treatment, gets the adamantium.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's a great point that you bring up, Danny, that everyone in the Final Four has kind of dodged this bullet. Again, Jordan Davison, not the be-all, end-all, but a nice piece. It sucks that it's the team against the hardest team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this was a Ole Miss, if
Oregon-Ole Miss. Yeah.
I don't want to say Malachi Toney because he's so explosive and so fun, but if there's like the number two offensive guy from Miami goes down, which, because I like Miami in that game. If the number two offensive guy goes down from Miami, you're like, ooh, kind of an even matchup here. Indiana was already slightly above, in my mind, against Oregon, and this just kind of takes it to a different level.
I wonder, has there been any shift in the spread?
Last I heard, it's at 3. Didn't it open at 4.5?
The other way.
Yeah. So money's coming in on Oregon.
Oregon, Indiana. Indiana, 3.5. Went down, came back up.
I don't know how to gamble
both,
that game.
Both games are at 3.5. Miami, 3.5. Indiana, 3.5.
I wonder what the spread would be in the Natty if that were to play out the way they assume it will.
Indiana, 3.5.
Indiana, 3.5. Going to be wild. Going to be a wild game for sure. I want to see this offense evolve then. You know, if you're going to miss a guy like that, then I had this conversation with Andy during one of their commercial breaks when I got in this morning. I was like, I don't know if I should be frustrated with Will Stein's play calling, if they don't trust Dante, or, you know, I need to see more Dante opening up the offense. And he was just like, I think it's all the above. Now I think the pressure is, it was already there, but I think it's squarely on Dante right now. He's got to have a great game.
Yeah,
he's got it.
The other thing, we'll have Tyson here in just a minute. Thing I want to ask him is, you know, this is Lanning's, and it's another opportunity in a rematch where those have not gone his way.
No, they haven't.
Whether it's Ohio State or Washington.
That's true. All right.